The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia.
Hi, this is Shuri with the MBA. Check out MHDMBA.org to connect, engage, grow, succeed with the MBA.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia.
So did you know today is my holiday? National Short Person Day.
Hey!
It's my holiday!
How do you celebrate something like that? Like, what do we do?
Oh my gosh, what do we do? Do we, like, get a measuring stick and try to figure out, like, I'm shorter than you, haha, like, I win?
I feel like we should maybe draw a line on the wall, and you must be this tall to interview with Alicia.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia on 95.9 KRFF.
You're tuned in to the Noon Hour Morning Show.
All right, so we were talking about clean response and what we think it is before we
whoa, whoa, whoa,
here. Yeah.
You.
I thought you asked me what I thought
I did, but you said we thought.
All right, and to just kind of review.
What you thought.
What I thought clean response was is, you know, we like to send out text messages. Sometimes we're not in the greatest mood, and you know, you might send some stuff you shouldn't say, like, oh, shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our next guest comes up to you and taps you on the shoulder like, no, my friend. Let's clean that up.
You don't want to send that.
You're going to want to do something a little kinder. That's what I think clean response
he's
is.
He's like the angel on your shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think it is. How close am I? Am I in the ballpark?
Not even, like, you know the ballpark?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the city the ballpark is in?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the atmosphere outside in space? That's right. Where you are.
That's where,
like,
I'm at.
Like, that far away.
But I can see it.
No.
No.
Nope, sure can't. See it.
All right. Well, let's get to know what clean response actually is.
Yes. Let's learn from Shane here with clean response that's here visiting us today.
Hey, Shane. Good afternoon to you.
How are you guys?
Hey, Shane.
Very well. Thanks for being here. Thanks for making time. Sorry I was way off mark here as what I thought your business does here. What do you do over there at Clean Response?
What do you do? Yeah.
We are a 24/7 emergency response company.
Oh,
from fire, water, mold.
Yeah,
but we also do a lot of scheduled and coordinating stuff. You know, things from carpet cleaning.
Yeah.
To like a post construction cleanup.
Sure.
On the commercial side.
So you do everything from flood and fire restoration to even setting up appointments. People, maybe there's a new business going up. They just finished construction. You can come in there and make sure that their flooring, for the most part, is going to be ready for the public.
Yep. Get everything cleaned up.
Yeah.
Think about spring is coming up. And if you have animals, you know how bad your carpets get because they're in and out, running around in the mud, coming in. After that spring wetness goes away.
Yeah.
What a great idea to just literally clean your carpets.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I would think that would work on a routine basis though too, because we have a lot of pets out there and they are bringing in the bacteria, the dirt, things like that, and we really want to make sure that doesn't stay in our house. Could cause you to get sick, things like that. So are routine services like that also available?
Yes, on the commercial side, routine services like that are available. We'll come in twice a year, four times a year, kind of whatever your traffic needs are.
And yeah.
We bring the remote service because obviously you can't throw your carpets in the washing machine quick, right. So they look brand new.
That'd be great.
Fantastic. Right?
That'd be so great.
Yeah.
Get on that.
We're getting AI people that we're marrying, but we haven't figured out how to throw carpet in the wash yet.
Seriously.
Yeah, we got some work to do. Priorities.
But there's all sorts of stuff on here. So it's, you know, also smoke. You have microbial
mold.
Yeah.
Mold
easier.
Issues.
Yeah.
We do 24/7 emergency services. So if you own a business and your alarm goes off in the middle of the night,
sure,
you know, somebody decided to park their car in your front entryway, don't know what to do. I mean, you call us. I mean,
after
the car is gone, we'll get it secured and closed up. We work with the local sheriff's or police department to keep the facility secure until we can get there and get it closed up.
Wow. I did not know that that was part of what you do here.
Services are never ending. Honestly,
yeah.
There's also contents restoration. I don't know why I can't read today. We both can't read today. It's like National Reading Day or something.
Yeah.
Document drying.
Yep. So
like,
if it gets wet in the basement, then it needs. A big portion of that is freezing. You know, when stuff gets wet, if you freeze it, it kind of freeze dries it. For example, is the easy way to say it. If it freeze dries it,
okay,
then you can restore it.
Important documents. Yeah, we got emergency board up. We got thermal imaging, leak detection, moisture inspections.
Coming into storm season, you know, like if you have part of a roof that gets blown off and you need somebody to stop the water from keep running in, you know, we offer those services. So if you call me at 8 o'clock at night, I got part of my roof missing? How do we get this closed up? You know, then we send our crew out. We'll get it sealed up until your regular contractor gets there and puts it back together.
Wow.
What would you say out of all the many services that you provide here, what is the most frequent one that you see?
I would say water jobs. You know, whether it's a broken toilet line, you know, the little plastic fittings on the back of your toilet, they break quite often and create some destruction.
Sure.
Yep.
Sump pump failures.
Yep. That is a real thing. Yep. Absolutely. This business, how long has it been around? And it didn't originate here in Fargo, but it's been here a year, right?
Yep. So it's our 1 year anniversary in the Fargo Moorhead area. We're very excited about that.
Hey, congratulations. Very cool.
The original is based out of the Twin Cities, and they're going on 27 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Based out of there, they got a very strong footprint in the cities. And I would say, off the top of my head, you know, downtown Minneapolis, St. Paul, we're probably in 75% of the buildings and facilities down there.
Okay.
Our customers love us because of the communication.
Right.
We update, you know, if it's a rental property, we update the property owner.
Yeah.
We also leave a note on the counter for the tenant just to kind of say, hey, we were in your home.
Yeah.
Here's what we did. Here's what needs to be done yet. So our guys are like top notch when it comes to communication, and that's what brought us to that next level.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how important that is. People could literally be perfect but never communicate with you with, you know, any job, and it's just it's a icky feeling. And then someone could completely mess up and then just be like, this is what's happening, and I'm like, oh, thank you for the communication
is key
in relationships and work,
everything.
And
absolutely
awesome guys at the shop that are really good at that communication. It's neat to walk in and see the note that they left from the day before. It's like, all right guys, good job.
Fantastic. Awesome.
Give us kind of a maybe a success story locally here to kind of best represents your business.
Oh, that's tough. We deal with this stuff
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Like, most recent one.
We walk out of a lot of places and it's like, we did a good job. We didn't knock it out of the park, guys.
Yeah.
You know, when new customers call us, it's exciting to send that communication knowing from the past that they haven't gotten that, and the excitement.
Yeah.
You know, you get a thank you with exclamation points behind the end of their email with the update.
Yeah.
You know, that's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what is your role here with Clean Response? And I mean, what I understand is, you know, it's been here for a year, but you're kind of ready to ramp up the Fargo Moorhead area.
We are continually to the point where we're starting to add more staffing so I can build more crews.
Great.
Part of that is the steady work, getting things scheduled out and coordinated day to day.
Yeah.
Without the emergency services. So when the emergencies come in, we have the people to go do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So my goal has been to build relationships with the insurance companies, property management, and the people that have the places that are more likely something is going to happen where they need our emergency services. So we build those relationships so that we know that they know that we are there for them and we're a phone call away.
Let's talk about that real quick, because that's very important. I think a lot of people would really love a peace of mind knowing like, hey, my basement is flooded. I do have it covered, but I don't want to let this sit. I want to get it fixed now. I want to get things back to square one right away. I don't want to let this mold sit here, this water sit here, this dampness, that sort of thing. But I know it can take time in those conversations with the insurance companies to make sure your services are going to get covered, but the people who want your services want it done now. Tell us a little bit how that process
works.
Our
first goal is always to kind of stabilize, to prevent you know, secondary damages. So we're going to do kind of the minimal right up front to secure you know, mold or different things like that, so it doesn't get worse into the rest of your house. So we do the minimum there, and we also work with your insurance company to get things approved so that at the end of the project, you don't get a great big bill saying, what did they do this for? We didn't approve that, or whatever the situation is. We do a lot of communicating to help people out.
Fantastic.
Like I said, we're a phone call away if you want us to come and check something out. You know, there's a lot of gray areas or questions.
Yeah.
Like, oh, would that be covered? Should I turn it into insurance?
Right.
We can help guide to.
That's awesome.
Like, hey, just here's what you need to do. Don't turn it into insurance. It's small. Or, yes, get a hold of your insurance company, get an adjuster, get us a claim number, and we'll kind of do the homework on the backside.
Fantastic.
Very cool.
Yeah, fantastic. You talked about how it originated in Minneapolis there, 20-some years it's been going on. You've only been doing this a year now here in Fargo. What was the decision behind bringing this service to the Fargo-Moorhead area?
So a lot of our relationships down in the cities also have properties and things like that up in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
So very connected.
Connections down there.
Yeah.
Offered the opportunity to come to Fargo.
Yeah.
I've been in the Fargo area for quite a few years, so it was a good fit for me to jump on board with these guys and help grow.
That's awesome. Fantastic. So So, yes, water, fire damage, restoration. That word is so hard for me today. And you can call 24/7. So when you call, do you have... Is there a person just sitting at the phone waiting for you to call to come in
and guys?
That's a real
guys
thing.
That are probably sleeping.
Yeah,
but we'll get them out of bed and get them over to your place.
That's great. No AI holograms is what you're saying.
Nope. They'll be real people.
It's a real boy.
We might have to call them twice to wake them up, but we will get them awake and on the way.
You know, and that's wonderful because it is a no obligation phone support that you do provide. People have questions and right away they're going, man, before I even get you on the phone, am I going to see a bill just for that?
Nope.
It's really nice to know that. You're going to have that conversation with them first before you move into the process of what they need from you.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Is there any other, so you said you brought up carpet cleaning. What are some other popular things that people sign up for that are scheduled out on a regular basis?
Scheduling out, I mean, a lot of it is like the post-construction cleanups,
okay.
The carpet cleanings.
Sure.
Just...
So you do like
maybe
apartment
a little bit of remodels.
Outs.
You know, we're going to expand into reconstruction as well. So, you know, when the mitigation goes in and cuts out some wet drywall, we will have teams available that will coordinate with insurance, get it covered, and get it put back together for you. So it's kind of a hands-off from the stress side of start to finish.
I want to talk about this because I imagine I'm looking at your amazing list of so many different services that you provide here. And I imagine this has got to be one that is also probably pretty routine here, but maybe it's an apartment unit. Maybe it's a home. Somebody's getting ready to sell their home, but for years they were smokers. Well, people that are coming in behind and want to buy this don't want that smell. Don't want to live with that lingering smell.
And that is a terrible smell.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the process or how does that work? How do you get rid of that long lingering smoke odor smell so that the people can confidently sell their homes and know that there's not going to be a problem?
The first step into that is cleaning.
Yes.
You know, a thorough cleaning of all your soft goods, that's carpet,
sure,
curtains, that kind of stuff, and then wiping the walls, wiping the cabinets. So it's a heavy clean, and then after that it would be a deodorization to either ozone or a scent to put into the air.
Yeah.
And is that a one-time scent thing, or would you kind of suggest that you might want to do this routinely just to make sure that smoke smell that's been there for years isn't coming back?
With a good cleaning, a one-time,
it is.
You'll usually clear it up and get it out of there.
Fantastic. So then I imagine with that kind of cleaning system, is it healthy? Is it safe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think a lot of times you think, oh, all these chemicals got to come in here, kill those odor smells and the bacteria, but then is it safe for me to be around? So that's fantastic.
I think you have to be out of the area for a certain amount of time,
like,
and then you're good.
Ozoning, yes. You would vacate the thing, a hang sign up on the door that says do not enter. When the ozoning is done, I go kick open the doors and windows, let fresh oxygen in for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And good to go.
That easy.
That's awesome. I wonder if, so you said 27 years, right, that it's been around? I wonder if your company back in the day did, you know, because you could smoke in bars and restaurants and all that stuff. And I wonder if they did a lot of that back in the day when the bars were turning over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because that smell just stays forever.
Yeah, it really does.
I honestly feel like there were bars in this area where I was like, it
and
still
now these
smells
days
like this 10 years later.
And now these days you've got vaping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, to each their own. Do your thing. But what I'm saying is it's a lot of places. But there are people who don't want those in their home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's really important that you connect here with Clean Response to properly get those things clean. We got a lot of great information here. And we got a lot of questions as well. If people want to reach out and see if your service is right for them, how can they get a hold of you here?
Our 24/7 emergency line is the best number. That is 701-696-3408.
Okay.
And I have a new cell phone. If you just want to call me directly, 701-970-0587. And I'd be happy to schedule an appointment and come out and see what you got going on.
Fantastic. We'll make sure to post that information. And of course, if you missed the conversation as well, we'll have the playback to this interview and this conversation here with Clean Response wherever you do social media, Noon Hour Morning Show.
Yeah, absolutely. And check out, they do have a LinkedIn, and they're in the process of getting a new website because Fargo is kind of a growing now a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be adding a lot to it and really bringing the Fargo-Moorhead area up to pace with the rest of Minneapolis.
Yeah,
we got a new Facebook page coming too.
Yeah, fantastic. So keep your eyes open.
Wonderful. We're excited to launch those things in the middle of the month.
It's very exciting.
We appreciate you making time coming to chat with us. Learned a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, thanks for just being there for all the stuff that people hate.
And and pronouncing the words Alicia couldn't. We appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate you.
The Noon Hour Morning Show with Trav and Alicia on 95.9 KRFF.